Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Wednesday. It's 9 o'clock. That means it's time for Doug Whaley to join us in studio for the entire final hour of the show. Another edition of Wednesdays with Whaley. As you're listening, pull through a Dunkin', get the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show to get your Wednesday rolling. Whether you're, I don't know, maybe you're headed to the airport, you're flying out of town, getting ready to go spend time with family for the Thanksgiving holiday. Maybe it's your last day of work before a long weekend in the Thanksgiving holiday. Maybe you're like Dorn and Crowley and you're going to plow right through and grind it out during the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, whatever it is. We thank you for joining us here this Wednesday morning. Colin's off this week. I'm Chris Mack. Doug, good morning, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. And from a guy that has had a job where you constantly travel since my second job, so since 23, 24, little piece of advice. If you're ever traveling on the holidays, if possible, travel that day. Travel Thanksgiving morning. Travel Christmas morning. There's nobody in the airport. You don't have to worry about traffic. You don't have to worry about lines. And you walk straight through security, and there's nobody on the flight, and flight attendants, everybody is just be like, all right, we're going to go above and beyond because we're working. We don't want to be miserable. You treat them nice. It's the best traveling experience ever.
You might be my number one travel advisor. Like that I've seen get from that seat right there to the gate at Pittsburgh International in what, like 23 minutes?
23 minutes, man. I'm telling you.
I don't trust anyone more than Doug.
How many times do you think you've flown in your life?
Let's just put it this way. Last month, I hit 100,000 just on Delta alone.
That's just a lot. That's just one airline. Good Lord.
I was looking at hold on. I'll tell you this, too. Go ahead. I got to.
No. You pull it up. And hold on. So one airline alone, you have 100,000 miles
this
in
year
1 year.
This year. And it's, I got a month left. And I'm
well, hook your brother up with some free flights. Dang.
I'm your brother.
We got to find a place to go. That's what we.
That's
you know
true.
I mean?
Well, Doran's gonna be down in Miami this weekend. I don't know if he's gonna come back. I would not be the least bit surprised. You're taking Monday and Tuesday off, right?
Yep.
I would not be the least bit surprised if Wednesday morning, next Wednesday, Colin and I and Crowley all walk in, and we get a text from you at like 9:30 on Wednesday morning. Hey, sorry, couldn't make it. I'll be back.
Yeah, I've done that before. In Miami.
Here's the text. I'm calling in. I'm just getting in from coming out.
Yeah, right.
It's 6 a.m. I'm leaving the club.
I'll see you guys tomorrow. Maybe. Yeah. Let's talk about something that I think our boss, Craig Riley, brought this up in one of our post-show meetings the other day, and I think it's a great thread of thought to follow as not only we progress through the final 7 games of the season for the Steelers, but especially once we get into the offseason and head towards the draft. And that thread is this. We're going to watch what the Bears are doing, right? Because now the Steelers have their second-round pick. And there's a good chance that based on the way both teams finish, the Steelers could have 3 of the top 40 picks in the draft. That's quality draft capital. They've also got a guy, Andy Weidel, who's coming from the Philadelphia Eagles organization that the last 2 years has maximized value with high-leverage picks in the draft. You talk about picks in the top 50 or 60. They've done as good a job, if not better, than anybody at maximizing their positioning and also getting extra first-round picks. They got 2 this year. They're eyeballing the Saints like we're eyeballing the Bears because they get the Saints' first-round pick in this coming draft. And I'm curious to see. We talk so much, Doug, about how the Steelers have changed the way they do things in certain regards. Oh, they'd never trade a first-round pick. They get Minkah Fitzpatrick. Oh, they'd never move up that aggressively. They get Devin Bush. We can argue about whether it's working or not. But they're doing things that they have not done in the past. I'd like to see Andy Weidel infuse the thought. You tell me if you think it'll work of, hey, guys, we're going to be aggressive about our draft positioning. If we've got the seventh pick, for example, and we don't like anything there because we think it's going to be quarterback heavy in the top 10, we're going to back out. We're going to get ourselves some extra picks.
And so what I like to say is everybody says change. Better word is evolve.
Mm-hmm.
They've evolved with what they are as a team. When they were with Ben Roethlisberger, we have a franchise Hall of Fame quarterback. Let's get pieces to take this run. That's why you trade for Minkah. That's why you trade up for Bush. Now, you're not always going to be right. Now they are at a point where they have to build a championship foundation. Hopefully it's around that quarterback, but even if the quarterback doesn't reach to the heights of Ben, let's put a lot of pieces around him. And that's why I think with Art choosing Omar and Omar choosing Andy, it's the let's make sure we maximize how we do this. And it doesn't have to be stay put at the first round, stay put in the second round, and just pick the best player. Let's be able to maneuver because we have to, again, replenish that foundation and a championship foundation. And that means maximizing what you do in the draft, be it moving up, moving down, or just moving. And with a guy that has some background in that, that gives them a little more security because it's nothing that has been a part of their draft strategy in the past. So why not bring a guy that has done it before, done it successfully, and help him implement that thought process in their draft strategy?
Now, you worked with Andy here in Pittsburgh, right, in the scouting department?
Yes, yes. Yeah, okay. He was our intern at the time.
So, well, I mean, it's probably hard to think back and hard to really analyze at the time, but what do you think, like, his mentality is? Like, whenever he was trying to build that foundation as a scout and obviously move up the ranks and be a, you know, director of personnel, and now he's a, you know, co-GM, what's kind of you think his mentality is as a new GM here in Pittsburgh and what that might be?
The thing, what he does is he is a football guy. Knowing him coming up when he was an intern with us, went to the Saints, went to Baltimore. So the base of what he evaluates is football talent, football skill level. When you go to to Philly, and knowing Howie, talking to Howie, not only when I was a GM, but when I haven't been a GM, just kind of just seeing what he thought, his thought process, he leans on guys because he had Joe Douglas, he had Andy, the football guys, with his analytic background, and then melding the two. And I think that's really exciting if you're a Steelers fan, because he can look at the numbers. Like, if we're a draft pick 7 and they offer us this analytically, we can be able to position ourselves here, there. And then you look at Andy, well, what is the talent of the person? If we go from 7 to 20, what's the talent drop off, or is the talent the same? And we can pick up a number one. If it's on your board, if you have 5 guys stacked and at 7, it's that first guy, but at 20 is maybe the third guy, you're like, and we get a first, then you look at that total compensation package. Don't look at just the pick and the move. It's the pick and the player. And then you look at, is that compensation package better than the 7th? And here's a perfect example. I think I've told you this before, but maybe not. In 2016, we knew in Buffalo that we were basically in quarterback purgatory. We had a solid team around, but we just didn't have that quarterback that could help us get to the playoffs or over the hump. So we needed a quarterback. So we actually, I employed Ron Hughes, which was the scouting director here at the Steelers, and I said, look at the next 3 years' worth of quarterbacks. Long and short of it, they said, 2018, you're going to have 5 quarterbacks that you have a chance at. So in 2017 draft, we said, let's move down, get an extra first-round pick in 18, and then have the flexibility to go whatever quarterback we want in 18. Now, in 17, that's when Patrick Mahomes came out, and we were at 10. And our thought process is, we got 10 to 17. We're either going to get Patrick Mahomes or Tre'Davious White, and then next year get a quarterback. So, yes, I'll admit, I traded away from Michael Jordan, but look at Tre'Davious White and Josh Allen.
Right.
The total compensation package. So that's the thought process they're going to, I think, employ now.
Do you still get the thank you cards for setting them up for Josh Allen?
No. I did get paid for a couple more years, but no thank you cards.
No,
no, not at all.
How do you think Mike Tomlin's mindset sort of jives with that? I mean, does he look at things big picture like that, do you think? Do you think he has the ability to say, okay, well, maybe we'll stack it for next year? Or do you think he gets caught up in the moment with prospects that he's been scouting for this year?
I think that's the natural, and I wouldn't say rub, but the natural division between coaching and personnel. Coaches want to win now, and personnel wants to win now too. But what you have to be realistic of where you are as a team right now. You are not a championship team. And that's the biggest struggle, because you want to win, but you can't win all the time trying to build a championship team. So that's where you got to be able to come and say, hey, coach, we're going to give you guys right now that you can compete, but we got to be realistic and understand these guys and the construct of the team right now is not a championship team. We have to start building the foundation now. We're not saying don't go out there and compete, and we're going to give you guys a competitive, but we're going to find out if these guys can be that foundation. And if not, we got to put a plan in place to start getting guys in that can be that foundational piece to make that next run for 2 to 3 Super Bowls.
Given the way Mike Tomlin preached patience yesterday in assessing the development of Kenny Pickett, does it surprise you at all? And Doran brought this up this morning, but it was just a reminder, a refresher of sorts. Hey, the plan was never to, at least we don't think, to go to Kenny at any point this year. It was to hang in with Trubisky all season if you could and give Kenny the red shirt to get ready for stepping in next year after a full offseason, perhaps, as a starter in waiting. Does it surprise you at all that he's back to preaching patience again after what looked like some impatience in pulling Trubisky and going to Pickett?
I don't, because this, and Crowley, you said I'm going to throw something out there that may blow up the Twitter universe. When you look at it, I think in the end, when he says, we're not grading him on a curve, let's have patience, and the original thought process of let's let him wait, in my opinion, I think he's like, all right, let's see what Canada can do this year with Trubisky, and then maybe we move to Pickett after that to say, all right, we do have a real offensive coordinator. And that's when he put him in. He's not graded on a curve. It's kind of like, I'm still really thinking about Canada.
I'm aware of the handcuffs you're wearing.
Yes. So to me, that, and then it goes back to the thing when I was talking about before. Coaches really want to win and don't want to have that patience to foundation build. So when things started going south, all right, it's early in the season. We still have a chance. Let's put them in and win. And then that's where I think it is going. And I think that was his thought process. But now it's, okay, let's see what this guy can do. And for me, when I'm looking at Kenny Pickett, it's, is he making the same mistakes twice? I don't see that. Mm-hmm. The accuracy, that's a little bit of concern.
Sure.
There are some things that I see positive, and to me, it's that pocket presence. When he's under pressure, a lot of young guys, as soon as they feel pressure, their eyes go straight to the rush. This guy doesn't. His eyes go up. He has the ability to buy time, move out of the pocket, escape, but he's not moving out of the pocket to tuck that ball and run. He's still keeping his eyes downfield to make plays downfield and give his receivers and the playmakers a chance to make plays. That's a positive. What I really want to see by the end of this year is one game, and you've said it too, where not, oh, he looks like a first round, or that's a first round throw, but one game where we sit in here and say, we won that because of Kenny.
Oh, I'd even take one throw at this point, one play to make me go, okay, yeah. The pilot light is lit, right? And now I just kind of lightly blow on the flame and fan it a little bit and it takes off, you know? But you're right. A whole game of that, yeah, now I'm in on Kenny as a first round pick.
And we saw a half. Now let's, and I'm not saying he put together a really good half. He's still a young guy, still learning, is working with some handcuffs. So. True. Let's put it all in perspective.
Yeah, I mean, that's something to build off of. I mean, you need those incremental steps at that level. Honestly, at any position, you got to build off of the success. You know, Doug, what do you think every coach at that level and every manager, GM at that level, as you know, is very structured, and they like to stick with their game plan. If I'm going to do this, I'm sticking with it. You know, whatever happens, I want to stick with this. How tough do you think it was for Mike Tomlin to not stick with the plan with Kenny Pickett and not stick with the plan with Mitch Trubisky of him playing the whole season and having to pull that trigger when he did? Do you think that was ultra tough for him to do, to devolve from what the actual plan was?
No, because I remember...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
One of the first meetings he ever had with the team as a head coach, and first of all, he says change is difficult for everybody, and I'm new, you need to get to know me, I need to get to know you, but I'm going to be real with you. I'm not going to ever tell you something that's not right. I'm going to be real. The second thing he said was, we are going to have a plan, but you got to be light on your feet. So for me, for what he did, that is ingrained in how he believes and how he thinks.
Doug Whaley with us every Wednesday for the entire 9 o'clock hour. It is another Wednesday with Whaley here on the Fan Morning Show, presented to you by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Doug, first time in studio in a couple weeks because he's been busy. We want to ask him a little bit about what he's been busy with, and one person in particular who was a part of that. No, it's not The Rock. I keep bugging Doug to introduce me to The Rock. No, that's not what I'm going to ask. Somebody else who you're already familiar with, somewhat, at least on the football field. We continue with Doug Whaley next here on the Fan Morning Show.
Thank you, Chris. Doran Dickerson here for Noah Gabriel and Company Jewelers. Treat your significant other to diamond stud earrings. This Black Friday special is absolutely ridiculous. 1 carat lab-grown F-color diamond studs for only $5.99. Visit Noah Gabriel and Company Jewelers in the Pine Tree Shops in Wexford and also in Ross Park Mall. This deal is good now through Monday, November 28th, and it includes the Noah Gabriel 110% lifetime upgrade guarantee.
Yeah! Croatia and Morocco, they tied? They tied earlier. 0-0. Truly exciting soccer. Right now, Germany on top of Japan, 1-0 in the 55th minute. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com. Fan headlines powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters.
It's another Wednesday with Whaley here on the Fan Morning Show. Follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan. It's driven by our good friends at South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters and online at SouthHillsJeep.com. Dog.com. We were just talking food, and now you got me all hungry, Doug. We were talking about what everybody's doing for Thanksgiving. Turkey, ham. Some people go off the board and do like, what were we talking? Some people do like, what's the word? What am I forgetting? Like a prime rib.
Prime
rib.
Yeah.
Some more people smoked prime rib. Oh, jeez. all the different ways to make the turkey. But we asked people this earlier, Doug. Best side dish on Thanksgiving for Doug Whaley.
Just because I don't eat it that often, and it's usually just around the holidays, would be stuffing or dressing.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on how
you hear
put
that,
it.
Dorenson. Everybody's on stuffing,
listen,
but you.
You're allowed to like stuffing. I don't.
What's yours then?
Mac and cheese. They're trying to get on me. I mean, stuffing is just, to me, it's just okay. It smells weird.
I'm just telling you, you haven't had the right stuffing.
I would agree with that.
And the only reason I say it, like I said, I preface it. I eat mac and cheese more often than that, and that's why it's not. So it's stuffing slash dressing are usually around holiday meals. So
exactly.
That's why I enjoy it.
It's like a novelty. Yeah, there you go. What about turkey bowl? When's the last time Doug Whaley played in a turkey bowl?
Actually, the last time I played in a turkey bowl, because think about it. When I was in high school, we were always playing.
Oh, here we go.
Because we're in the playoffs.
Right.
And state champions. Whipple play. Two-time Whipple champ.
You got something in your throat.
You're right there, Doug.
Drink
let
water?
Me clear my throat.
I was going to ask you a question about, but go ahead.
And then when I was at Pitt, we always played. We even played Penn State on one time. We played on Thanksgiving. And then I got into football. I was always working. So the last time I played, it was actually 2001 when we moved to the south side and we had that indoor facility there, one or two. And we had, for some reason, we had the scouts in, and it was maybe scouts weekend or something. And that was the last time I played, like maybe 2 years, and that was back 1 and 2. But definitely now I'm too old. Like I said, unless you can put leisurely in front of it or behind it, don't count me out. Just count me out.
You know what? My favorite like Thanksgiving memory. I used to obviously play backyard football and play the turkey bowls, but you know I'd always pay attention to West Allegheny to see what they're doing. And a lot of the times they were in the Whipple championships, and they were usually obviously that weekend. And you know, I remember Palco always saying, "We want to practice on Thanksgiving. Like, that's our goal every single year." I didn't make it to Whipple championships. I didn't win anything. So I remember my junior year, I had a pretty good year. Didn't know where I stood, but had a pretty good year. And I remember waking up, and my dad woke me up, and he handed me the newspaper. And I remember seeing my face on the Fabulous 22.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
As a 16-year-old, and I was just like, wow, like this is – you know, it's Thanksgiving. My family's all about to be here. And then you just see your picture, like, in the paper right there. And that always happened around the same time. I'll never – from then on out, I always remember that memory, that moment being like, wow. Like, Thanksgiving was always so special to me because there were things in high school that you could look forward to as a football player, whether it was playing in a championship or individually, that made it that day so much better. Yeah. I'll never forget that day.
Adam, I don't know about you, but I've never woken up on Thanksgiving morning and been handed a sports page with my face on the cover.
No, that's never happened. I once went to the hospital on Thanksgiving.
Oh, what happened?
We went to the Macy's Day Parade in New York, and then we went back to the hotel. We were going to go out and see The Grinch. This is back when the Jim Carrey movie came out.
Uh-huh.
I reached down to pick up my sneakers, Doran, from the closet. And I busted my head off a safe and started bleeding everywhere.
What?
Then my mom proceeded to pass out, so my dad called 911, and we took an
this
ambulance.
This is a movie.
Yeah, we took an ambulance to New York City.
How was the parade, though? Is that something that you should put on your bucket list or not?
No, I mean, it was cold,
too
and I
crowded.
Was young, and it was so crowded.
Yeah.
And I tried to get up on my dad's shoulder so I could see a little bit, but you really couldn't see all that much. I would say overrated.
Gotcha. Yeah, like Times Square for New Year's Eve.
Yes, TV. Like, it's cool on TV. I like the parade on TV.
Yeah, yeah.
Big parade guy.
Overrated like Varsity Blues?
Stop it. Doug, you're a football guy. Varsity Blues, good football movie or not?
I might have to go with Dorn here.
Come on.
I got to go with
Dorn. This is the real football guy that gives analysis evaluations for a living.
I got to go
with
Dorn.
He said Varsity Blues.
Look, you guys might know more about football When it comes to sitting down and doing nothing and slamming a bucket of popcorn and watching a movie, I know more.
I would watch Any Given Sunday 1,000 times over that movie.
Well, Any Given Sunday is good,
too. Waterboy 1,000 times.
Little Giants.
You can't stop it.
Little Giants.
Little Giants over any. Over. Jeez, you're ridiculous.
Wait.
Tan. I give it a tan.
You want to talk about a holiday tradition that I'll say this. My assistant GM at Buffalo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
He tells a story all the time. So him and his wife at the time were battling. They were arguing. But she's like, hey, listen, suck it up. You got to come to this New Year's Eve party with my friends. So everybody's around the TV. They're counting it down. 10, 9, gets to 3, 2, 1. He goes by the TV, pulls the plug.
Oh, that's a beautiful move.
Oh, my God.
He goes, everybody just, tears just start crying. It's like, wait a minute, what are you talking about? It's what? It's the ball dropping. It's New Year's. It's the same thing. He thought it was hilarious. No need to say. They got divorced.
Oh, yeah. Right after that.
I thought right you were going to have that. Some great resolution
oh,
to
no,
it.
Like, no,
oh,
no.
They talked it
because
out.
Because it was the beginning of the end.
Oh. They're still married. No, it's been 20 years. No, they got divorced.
Like, what a move.
The guys were laughing. The girls were crying. I was like, that is brilliant.
Oh, that's a great move.
Doug Whaley with us every Wednesday for the entire 9 o'clock hour. It's another Wednesday with Whaley. I want to ask you about something that was said in the wake of the Steelers' loss to the Bengals by someone outside of the Steelers' locker room and whether you think it'll shine a light on anything. And somebody, I'm not sure if you interacted with him last week at all or not, but a former Steeler is getting another chance. I want to talk to you about how that relates to the XFL. You were there for the draft last week because I think it's a different avenue maybe for guys as we think of how these spring football leagues are going to be constructed. That all on the way alongside Doug Whaley. Doran's there. Adam's in the booth. I'm Chris Mack. Colin's off this week. It's Wednesdays with Whaley on the Fan Morning Show. I'm sure you've heard about it by now, Doug, but I want to ask you in a couple minutes about something the Bengals linebacker Jermaine Pratt said in the wake of Cincy's win over the Steelers. You can call, you can text, be a part of Wednesdays with Whaley here on the Fan Morning Show. 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminding you to text responsibly. But let me ask you this first. A lot of us, it caught our eye last week when we saw Martavis Bryant get drafted into the XFL. You're obviously a part of the executive team at the XFL, and we're out there in Vegas for the draft festivities. Just looking at it on paper, it doesn't look to me as if Martavis is the blueprint of a guy that belongs in one of the spring football leagues, because he's not young. He's not looking to, as we've talked about before, extend his career beyond college, go from being a practice squad guy to getting more experience and more tape to maybe sign on with an NFL squad, the PJ Walker route kind of. This is a guy looking to sort of rebuild a career at what for this league is probably an advanced age. And really for the NFL, there's not a lot of wide receivers looking to restart a career at the age of 30. So I guess my first question is, have you talked to Martavis at all? And if you have, I'd love to know what those conversations were like. But if you haven't, just what's your general idea of how far he can get with this effort?
So I haven't talked to him personally, but the guy at our league office that had been in communication with his agent is he just loves ball. And our league and these spring leagues and these alternative leagues, it's for guys that I call circumstance guys. So for whatever circumstance, be it injury, be it not getting the chance in college or because they're behind a plethora of guys, or getting into the NFL and they're a wide receiver and that team has 15 wide receivers and they just never get a chance, they need further seasoning or further a more chance to demonstrate their skills and advance their skills to get to where they ultimately want to be. A guy like Martavis, his circumstances were different. An antiquated rule that is now no longer in the NFL is the reason why he hasn't been able to play in the NFL. So for him, it's, hey, I want to give it one last shot. And ultimately, the way I explain the XFL is we're either going to be a springboard for players for those circumstances and they springboard to the ultimate goal of the NFL, or a soft landing where they get to still technically play football at a professional level and make money until they figure out what they want to do with the rest of their life. So right now, this is that precipice in his career. Do I play in 3-4 more years, stack a couple dollars, I'll be in Vegas with Rod Woodson, another Steeler, and figure out what I want to do the rest of my life? Or do I get a springboard for one last shot in the NFL?
Yeah, well, you took the words out of my mouth. You know, alongside Martavis Bryant, his head coach is Rod Woodson, and Rod Woodson's a guy that doesn't have anything to prove. And I don't know if he's been coaching or what drove him to want to be a head coach in your league. But do you think he is possibly using this as a springboard or kind of a softer landing to just kind of close out his football career?
Absolutely, and as well as I do, Dorn, guys like that, they're football junkies. And he's been coaching, and now he's in the media. But this gives him a nice blend of both. You can be emulsified in football and coaching, but it doesn't take over your life. It's not 365. This first year, this build-up year, it's 365. But after our championship game in May, there's going to be some downtime until NFL training camps start. So it's not one of those highly pressure-packed, just – it consume your life, so you can have that work-life balance. And if you know anybody that's ever been in the NFL, it's a great, great gig. It's one of the best sports in the world, the most dominant sports in the country. But the work-life balance is way out of whack.
Yeah.
And this is a way to get the fix of, I love football, I'm going to bust my butt when we have to, but I can have that 2-3 months where I can kind of just decompress and take things slowly. So and then – you never know where it's going to go. I'm sure every coach except, Wade Phillips, Bob Stoops, and Jim Haslett. Those are the coaches that have nothing to prove and aren't looking to get back to the NFL. But all the other coaches, if they get a chance, that's great. But if not, to be a head coach and run your own program, no matter where you are, if you're high school, junior high, peewee, that's a goal for a lot of people, and we've granted that with a lot of our guys.
I know one thing. I know a bunch of Steelers fans will be watching the Vegas Vipers.
Yeah, I mean, I think people are always curious to see what former Steelers are doing, mm-hmm. especially guys who had difficult exits from the league, like Martavis. Do you think – let's fast forward to late July, early August. Do you think he's in a camp?
I think he is.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be – just because of what he brings to the table, he should be able to shine in our league, and I think people will say – big, tall, fast, Let's give him a shot. Would now,
it work,
does he stick?
Would it work here again, given that enough guys have turned over in the locker room, but you've still got the familiarity of most of the coaching staff and the executives?
I think so. I mean, because think about it. There was nothing besides his inability to stay within the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And not let me put it this way. I'll just be blunt. If he could have got off the weed, he'd still be here. He'd still be in the NFL.
Yeah.
But it was nothing that was egregious, as in he was a bad teammate. He
right.
was breaking the law in any other way than a rule in the NFL. So it was nothing off the field except his inability to handle the marijuana.
9 o'clock hour every Wednesday. It's Wednesdays with Whaley. Doug Whaley, former Bills GM, former Steelers personnel executive, joins us for an entire hour, lets us pick his brain, including on things like a guy that just beat the Steelers saying that they're predictable, essentially, on offense. What's Doug think of that? Is that guy on target? And will it open any eyes, if they haven't already been opened, down at 3400 South Water Street? That's next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Here on the Fan Morning Show. Japan just scored. So there's that. We've all lost our bet now. Doran had under 2.5 goals at the advice of our friend Nick Kostos. Crowley and I had Germany. We've all gone down the drain, boys.
Soccer sucks. This whole thing is just awful.
The mood, just went
down.
I can't
stand
this. I hate the sport.
Stupid Japanese players.
You were dancing to a Ricky Martin song earlier. You loved soccer so much.
Yeah, well, now it sucks. I mean, Germany's had the ball the whole friggin' game, and all of a sudden they're up 2-1. Japan is.
It's ridiculous.
How mad Doran gets is always my favorite. Like, the competitive juices overflow. Oh. It's like the tea kettle that's been left to boil, and it's just been sitting there whistling for 45 minutes. And you see the top blow off.
It's actually a hell of a play, though.
It really is.
Stop it, Doug. We need to get our juices back here.
I'm just saying.
Trying to get the music back.
Do your dance for Doug.
Let's go.
Do your dance for Doug.
Yeah, let me see this dance.
Let's go.
Don't hurt anything.
He's pulled 7 muscles already today.
Oh, this is terrible. What a way to end the show.
I don't even feel right playing this.
Get it back tomorrow, boys.
We're good.
We're good.
The Japanese, what is it, manager or coach with a suit on?
Oh, yeah. Those guys dress up. They dress
up. Oh, okay.
It's like, you know how NBA coaches used to do?
Mm-hmm.
They used to go full Pat Riley dressed to the nines?
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of those guys will do that.
They don't know what they're doing.
All right, let me ask you. All right,
just
this
mad
is
at everybody.
This is totally off the subject.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, in hockey, how come all the coaches have to wear suits?
I mean, I think it's just tradition at this point.
It's a little chilly down there, too.
Well, yeah, that's why you need a sweatshirt. And, you know,
theoretically, you could wear like a jumpsuit, right?
Yeah.
Like they've started to go that route in college basketball and even the NBA.
Just to be comfortable. I don't know.
That's a good call. But then why do baseball managers wear full uniforms if they're never going to play?
That's the most ridiculous thing to me.
Yeah. That's kind of funny.
It's really funny. Like, imagine if you were a soccer manager, coach, whatever, you had to stand on the sideline in full uniform with like the shin guards. In
shin guards. Yes. What about football?
Oh.
Imagine Andy Reid just in full uniform.
What about a swim coach in a Speedo?
Oh, no. We're good.
Or a wrestling coach in a singlet.
Oh, that'd be bad.
No.
Stan Van Gundy just got socks up to his knees.
Oh, man.
Turn soccer off.
We went off.
Just turn it off.
Calm down.
We still have stoppage time. There's plenty of time for the Germans.
I'm done.
It's not a world war. They got a shot here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, geez. All right.
Off the rails.
Back on for just a minute. Because I wanted to ask you what your reaction is. I think it's similar to what most of ours was when Jermaine Pratt, the Bengals linebacker, said after the win over the Steelers the other day that the key to them bouncing back in the second half and stopping the Steelers' offense was we knew what they were going to do. They like to do the same plays over and over. Right. I mean, it doesn't surprise us, I don't think, given the predictable nature of Matt Canada's offense. I think the better question is, if eyes weren't already opened down at Steelers headquarters, does this open them anymore?
You would think so. You would hope so. And the point I want to stress is everybody runs the same plays over and over. They just get to them in different ways, different formations, different personnel, and they go to that play with motion or something like. So the window dressing around it is different, which helps decrease the predictability from the defense. Like, oh, they're in 11 personnel and ran this play. You can run the same play in 12 personnel, but with just different personnel in there. And that's why it throws the defense off, and they can't just tee off and say, we know what they're running. And basically he's saying, you ran the same play with the same personnel, with the same motion or no motion or whatever, from the same formation. Yes, that should, if it, and during the bye week, they had to do some self-analysis and self-scouting. So I'm sure the defensive coaches were like, hey, usually offensive coaches watch the defensive tape, defensive coaches watch offensive tape, and like, hey, guys, you're not really doing anything to disguise what you're trying to do here.
You think you are, but you're not.
You're not.
Usually it's supposed to be effective. Like whenever you do motion, whenever you do shift, it's supposed to be effective, whether it's for yourself, identifying coverage and identifying, you know, linebacker shifting or something of that nature, or a safety rolling down. Or it's deception for, you know, the defense. And, you know, it's like, hey, you may think that we're going to run out of this formation. Just like Doug said, it's like, hey, you know, we've ran the ball 10 times out of this shift. Let's, you know, fake the run and do a play action this time because they're thinking we're going to run the ball. Now we're kind of hearing that they're just going to keep running the ball out of that same formation or same shift.
And that's what you see when you're really thinking about an offensive coordinator is setting up plays. Outside zone. Oh, fake the outside zone, do a boot. All right, out, 10-yard out, 10-yard out, 10-yard comeback. They've had success with that. But not when you're down 14 points,
right.
Then do an out and up when they're trying to say, we'll give you that out, not the deep throw. So those are the type of things that trigger not only other teams, but us saying, this offensive coordinator, the game just doesn't make sense to them.
From your eyeballs and what you've seen, are they doing enough to be less predictable? I mean, because it's not predictable at all, I guess, unless you really don't believe in Matt Canada a lick, that they hit a big gain to George Pickens for 33 yards, they're in the no huddle, and all of a sudden they're setting up a flea flicker. Like, that kind of stuff is not doesn't necessarily fall under the umbrella of predictable, but it's just shake your head worthy.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. It doesn't make sense to them. You just got a big play down the field on them. What do you think the defense is going to say? Don't give up another big play.
Right.
They're not going to be aggressive now and sell out for the run. They're going to be like, okay, we're up. We just gave up a big play. We're not going to do it. We're going to say, all right, we'll give you that 5-6 yard run, but we're not going to give you a flea flicker for a touchdown. Again, it just doesn't – it's not natural. Play calling to him is not natural. He may be a good play designer, but the play calling is not natural.
It looks like he was doubling down on a king.
Yeah.
You know, and blackjack. I mean,
splitting kings.
Yeah, you're splitting kings. Like, that's what he was trying to do.
And
he
the
was
dealer has like, a three.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Like, it was like, all right, well, we just hit a big play. You just want a hand. And now let's double down because the dealer has a king because I feel like I have some momentum, which in real – you know, in reality, you don't. You know, you need to actually just play the hand the way it is.
You get my juices flowing. I do have a Thanksgiving tradition.
Yeah.
Every Wednesday, I have a buddy coming in that comes in from Raleigh to see his mother-in-law with his family. We go to the casino. Going to the casino at probably 1:30 today.
I hope you have better luck than us.
Yeah, we've been terrible.
Because soccer stinks.
Who's later today? Do we know who the other game is?
Hold on.
At 2 o'clock?
Let me pull out my schedule here. You guys ready? They made fun of it. Look, would you agree that it's better to be prepared than not at all?
Don't let him ask it that way, Doug.
Yeah, why would you? Of course you would ask it
that way. Chance favors the prepared man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Still haven't heard what game's next.
Wisdom from Whaley, right there. Another nugget from Doug Whaley. What's today? November 23rd. Let's see. Later today, 11 o'clock match, Spain and Costa Rica. And at 2 o'clock, you've got Belgium and Canada.
I'm back on the Spanish. Let's go, boys. Here we go.
There you go.
I mean, the reason why we talked about your little...
My chart
there.
My schedule?
You asked us a question... And we gave our answers.
I didn't ask the question. Crowley did.
Well, I gave my answer, and you're like, well, let me check my little chart here. And then you check your chart. You check your chart, and then you give the same answer I gave.
Yeah, Doug, we were discussing which teams would make the playoffs at the end of the
at
the bottom
of the
standings.
And I wanted to check the
schedule. And we both said Cincinnati and Los Angeles, out of the four teams I listed, would make the playoffs. Chris then took 25 minutes looking at the schedule, and then he said, oh, you know what, Cincinnati, Los Angeles.
It's ridiculous.
At least mine wasn't flying blind. My decision was based on good, hard research.
Different
research
football.
Of what?
The schedule.
Different
football. Different football. Done with you guys.
I love it.
Doug, enjoy the casino. Enjoy Thanksgiving. Enjoy all the family time this weekend. We appreciate you doing this the day before Thanksgiving.
To you and yours, fellas, and I will be back next week.
Sounds good. You damn right you will. You don't have a choice in the matter. We're bringing you back. We will do it again. All of us will be back together, and I mean all of us, on Wednesday. I am out the rest of the week. Colin's off this week, obviously. Then Doran is out Monday and Tuesday. But nonetheless, tomorrow and Friday, Doran and Crowley have you covered here on the Fan Morning Show. Tomorrow, some of the usual suspects, Trey Essex will be around, Jeff Hathorn as well. The guys got you covered. Fan weather before we get out of here today, brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. For a great deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle and great service, you'll find it at Sun Chevy. Beautiful today. Sunny, a high of 54.
That's the weather.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.